When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A half, actually, of Baylor and West Virginia, a big-time Big 12 matchup as Baylor trying to win their first championship in 71 years, Cam. It's hard to believe, but Baylor have not won a Big 12 championship since 1950, going back a ways. 1950. So we got a big game. I'm on West Virginia plus the 4 points, Cam. I have the over in this game, and I tell you what, it hit like 158.5 in game at one point. Total was like 148, 148.5, 149 or so. Got to like 158.5. Sitting at 144.5 right now at the half, 35-31 Baylor. Do you have any action on this game?
Damn right I do. We're on the same side today. I'm on the Mountaineers. I think they can win this game outright. I took the points, Gabe, but the best thing about in-game betting was Baylor started this game, as you saw, on like basically like a 16-2 run. And, Baylor's going to roll these guys out of the gym. And then you get West Virginia live at plus 11.5. So I got an extra unit on a good spread. Hopefully West Virginia can linger all day. I think they can win the damn game. I didn't touch the total in this one, but I'm all Mountaineer. Let's rock West Virginia University. Get it done. And just, you know how it goes, Gabe. People assume, oh, Baylor, they lost to Kansas. They're going to respond. Well, going into Morgantown and getting a victory is not easy. I just have faith in West Virginia. And remember, Baylor shot really, really well in the first half, and they're only up a few points. Like, I think, if they shoot anything less in the second half, West Virginia can win outright.
Well, yeah, we should say, actually, they shot really well for the first, like, 10 minutes of the first half. And then it was Brick City. But it was incredibly frustrating watching the game. And Baylor were into the penalty pretty fast. They had like five fouls in the first 5 minutes. West Virginia didn't take advantage of it, didn't pound it inside, kept on taking threes, didn't get him into the penalty until like 8 or 9 minutes, and then never took it to the rack. Like, it's inexcusable. I don't understand. And I respect the hell out of Bob
Huggins.
Excellent
point.
But I don't understand, man. And I see this all the time. I get it, Cam. It's modern basketball. But for the love of God, you're going to get a free throw. Just take it to the rack. Just dribble it in. Lay it up, kid. You're going to get bumped. You're going to go to the free throw line. And I
couldn't agree more.
Very, very frustrating. I expect to see this in the second half, and I hope to see West Virginia pounded in the paint a little bit more. But I think West Virginia are in this game, Cam. Let's be real, buddy. This game's going to come down to the wire. It's a circus. Yeah, the point spread and total is going to come right down to the buzzer, bro.
I agree. I think a lot of people with that line would take Baylor going, how does Baylor not beat West Virginia by more than 4 points? Seemed a little bit light, Morency. But I will say this, you are absolutely correct. That's the thing about the problem with these modern day guys. Just because you have a three and you shoot it, it's lazy basketball. When you have a team on the ropes, you penetrate them inside, you beat them down inside, and West Virginia would be leading at the half instead of screwing around. But I still have faith. Hopefully they had a better game strategy in the second half.
Maybe Shaquille O'Neal is right. Maybe these guys just aren't putting pops. Putting pops.
Yep.
Putting pops.
I agree. Putting pops.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's Game Time Decisions. Kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Big man on campus. Going to step up in a couple of moments time. Of course, we have Dave Sharapan will join us. The Sportsbook and Signe Blair will be in the house in the 7 o'clock hour with us. It's a big night tonight. Super Tuesday. It's a Super Tuesday. Yeah. Bracket busting going on. Teams trying to nail down conference championships. Baylor gunning for their first conference championship in 71 years. They're up four right now at the half, although both me and Cam are on West Virginia, plus the points. Michigan and Illinois throw it down this evening in Ann Arbor. Michigan can clinch the Big Ten title with a win this evening. Georgia Tech and Duke, massive basketball game. Duke sort of got themselves off the bubble a little bit, but then lost to the Ville over the weekend. And I'll tell you what, yeah, there's not a lot of teams that are more confident right now than Georgia Tech, so much so that they guaranteed a win tonight. Georgia Tech players are guaranteeing they're going to beat Duke this evening.
Oh, man, that's so good.
Yeah, it's a great time of the year, man. You've got conference rivalries. You've got players that, you know, they're trying to get into the tournament right now. You've got teams that haven't played as many games as they normally would. I think Georgia Tech are worthy, but Moses Wright, Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, says, we know that we're a better team compared to Duke, so we ain't going to sugarcoat that. We're going to get the dub. We should have beaten them at Cameron Indoor. That hurt. It's senior night tonight, too, for Georgia Tech. So a big, big emotional night across the board. NBA basketball, we got big-time games. With the Denver Nuggets and the Milwaukee Bucks, the Phoenix Suns, yep, the Los Angeles Lakers, the New York Knicks actually are above 500. The Knicks on the road against a beaten up and depleted San Antonio Spurs team that screwed us last night in overtime. And God, I hate overtime, Cam. I hate overtime, yep, in the NBA. I hate overtime in the NHL. Dude, Florida Panthers, overtime I lose. Yep. Great pick with the San Antonio Spurs.
Let me tell you about that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Most overtime, we got outscored 16-5.
And it kills both bets. We're on the dog, we're on the under. The under was the best play. I'm sitting there giving myself the old Barry Horowitz there, and then I lose. And I'll tell you something. I watched that Florida-Carolina game. Panthers dominated that game. I'm actually betting against Carolina today. Watch out for Nashville. Canes are tired.
All right, let's do this thing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. Continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. All right, we've got basketball going on. The second half has begun. 37-33 right now for Baylor. Baylor came out smoking, but they've started to cool off as far as hitting all the threes that they were early. They were like 6-for-8 or something like that early in the game from three-point land. It's amazing. The total got up to like 158.5. It's 143.5 right now. So if you're a basketball fan, NBA or college, tonight's the best night. It's the best night so far of the year. It's just almost like all just, you know, boom. Such a massive night tonight. So let's bring in Slim Man on Campus, a.k.a. Big Man on Campus, to break it down. Nobody does it better talking college basketball and handicapping this stuff. So let's jump right in. Big Man, always a pleasure. Hey, listen, everyone's fired up for March Madness, but, man, this is a big, big night tonight as far as the bubble is concerned, teams trying to get into the tournament, big-time teams trying to nail down the one seed, win conference tournaments, win conference championships. It's a great great night and a great week of college basketball.
Yeah, you know, you have the mixture. You're making that last stand if you're a bubble team, you know, seeding, all that sort of thing. And you have conference tournaments that are already underway. You look at, you know, the Horizon League. You got the A-10 gets going tomorrow. I mean, you got 11 o'clock games. So, yeah, a lot going on. A lot of games that mean stuff, some games that don't mean stuff, all sorts of things going on. We got matinee basketball, you got late night, all sorts of stuff.
What do you think about this Baylor-West Virginia game? Both me and Cam have the underdog. I've got West Virginia plus 4 points, and I've got the over 148 in this game. What do you think about this game, big man? Baylor came out hot, started to cool off a little bit, but West Virginia is kind of missing a lot of open looks as well. 40-35 right now.
Yeah, this game was on pace, as you said. I mean, Baylor could have missed early, and then they really kind of came back to earth. There was a stretch where they couldn't seem to hit anything. You know, there's something about Baylor where I know a lot of people want to anoint them as the, you know, top two, top three team. I think Gonzaga and Michigan are right now at another level. Baylor continues to seem to struggle out of this shutdown. And yeah, I don't know if they'll be that same team they were before that happened. But, yeah, it looks like a game that's going to come down to the last possession or two. I think you're in a good spot. West Virginia is solid. They have – Tash Sherman's played really well for them today. They're getting a lot of offensive boards, which helps. It should come down to the wire here. I don't know if Baylor has what it takes to pull away. West Virginia is live in this one.
It's the sweat job. It's the sweat job.
Baylor, if you then just win by three and cut us some slack, okay? None of this crap at the end of the game with the free throws. It will.
It's going to come down to the wire. So, all right, Illinois and Michigan, we've got a big number right now on the board, guys. The Michigan Wolverines are laying 9 points to an Illinois team, albeit without their best player, to an Illinois team who a lot of people, big man, think deserve to potentially be the other number one seed coming into the tournament. A lot of people think this highly of Illinois, yet evidently the bandwagon is this full with the Wolverines. Wow, 9 points right now, buddy.
Yeah, I guess people that want Illinois as the fourth seed, I'm not really sure like what they've seen that none of us have seen, because like they really don't have any quality win outside of Iowa, and they're – you know, all the other stuff. I mean, I guess they're just the team by just selection. There's no one really else stepping up. But yeah, I didn't really – I thought the number kind of – I didn't think it mattered. 8 I would have laid with DeSumo in. I think Michigan is significantly better. But with DeSumo out, I mean, he takes 32% of their shots. He is so integral to what they do. And Michigan is another animal. This isn't Wisconsin or Nebraska. This is a real-life team. They can hit you every way they can offensively. That's one thing about Michigan that a lot of people haven't necessarily delved into, how dynamic they've been on offense. I mean, they look like a totally different team than in years past, where it's really grind you down defensively and you had one or two guys. They have 4 or 5 guys that can really beat you up. And you look at DeSumo, he does so many things. He's a facilitator. He's a scorer. He's a slasher. He gets them going downhill. And what Coburn's going to have in this game, I mean, he can dominate people on Wisconsin or Nebraska, but Dickinson's a different animal. You're going to have to get him out in space, and I don't want him defending. I don't think he's going to have much of a part in this matchup tonight. He's not going to have the ball like he did over the weekend. Curbelo, Miller, I don't really trust them long-term in games where they need to step up and participate. I would lay the points here. I think you saw maybe DeSumo would play, you know, when the line went down a little bit, but it must be a lot worse than we think, because this is a pretty important game. These next two games for Illinois, as you said, could be a make or break on whether they get a one seed or not.
And another thing, guys, you saw what happened on the weekend. We talked about this, the Wisconsin game with Big Man on Friday. If people didn't watch that game, Wisconsin couldn't shoot it in the ocean in the first half in that game. It was hard to watch. And then at the end, Trice started going bananas, and they almost came back and won. In my opinion, the Badgers couldn't have played any worse, and they basically lost a heartbreaker. And
that's
Michigan,
so
you've seen what they've done to everybody. So Michigan, in my opinion, will win this game by 14 to 16 points, big man. I don't like to lay big numbers. I got burned with Richmond yesterday. It's not my style. I'm a dog man. But give me the Michigan Wolverines, Gabe. Not just saying that because you're on the show. They're going to kill these guys tonight.
That's so true. That is such a great point. I watched the whole game. I actually had Wisconsin on Saturday, and they couldn't hit water in a boat. They really missed out on not having that crowd there. I thought it would have helped them a little bit, get back into the game a little earlier. I mean, Davidson for Wisconsin, I'm sure we'll get to that game. He's been a mess this year. But, yeah, I like Michigan. I think they win by double digits at the least amount.
Illinois won both games last year, too. They didn't play this year. It was canceled due to COVID. So Illinois won both games. I think there is a little bit of a carryover. It's hard not to remember as well. It was actually one of the coolest moments I've ever seen in college basketball. December the 11th, if you remember, big man and Cam. I don't know which kid it was on Illinois. I think he's still on the team. He came in. It was like one of the dunks of the year, basically. Like, he came in. Well, bam! Like, it really was like one of those. I was like, guy, we're about to lose the game now. It was like that cool of a dunk. Like, he nearly broke the glass and stuff. And
I think
he turned around,
I believe.
And he, remember, he fist pumped. He was like, yeah. And he threw a punch and he hit the referee in the back of the head and knocked the referee out cold.
Oh, that was Coburn, right? Yeah, Coburn.
Yeah,
right.
The referee, dude. He didn't even get kicked out. I was mad. I was like, you got to kick the kid out.
Yeah, he won.
I'm a Michigan fan. I had money on the game. I'm like, it doesn't matter if he did it on purpose. Yeah. He just punched the referee in the head.
Me and you.
He came down under the basket, and he swung. He's a big kid, too. He swung his fist wildly. He didn't see the ref. The ref takes it on the side, and boom, ref goes down. Ref was out of the game. He knocked the ref out of the game. I've never seen that in my life.
Yeah, knowing our luck, Gabe, me, you, and Big Man would call the ref a tool or something. They wouldn't let us play. Like, I remember in hockey once, a guy was just using my legs. Like, I was chopping a tree. I told the ref to F off, and, like, not even a two-minute penalty. The guy just says, get out of the game. But if you swing and hit a ref, you should be gone regardless if it's an accident or not. In the NFL, you're there. So he's a very forgiving guy, let's put it that way.
I got a penalty once, actually. My coach was like, he was really upset with me. I got a penalty, Cam. I didn't like the referee, and I knew him from, like, the neighborhood. I just thought he was a jerk.
Yep.
He was reffing our game. So after, like, a stop and a whistle, I made a save, and I zinged the puck at him. Instead of flicking it at him.
Yeah, boom.
I said, hey, ref. And I basically, like, flicked it, and it hit him in the stomach. Like, it was enough that, like, it hit him in the stomach and stuff. And it was obvious that I didn't flick it. Like, it was obvious what I did, right?
Yeah. That's great.
I tried to get it under it. And, I got a two-minute penalty. The coach is like, I know what you did. Never do that again. never do that again. Big man on. Oh, dude, kids on my team used to fire pucks at the ref all the time. Used to be.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A thing. It used to be the thing. And of course, you just fire the puck into the opposing team's bench wildly. That's a good one, too. You
try
to take someone's
head. I like that today. I wasn't aiming there.
Heads up, everybody down.
It's a good move.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
They're not.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, big man on campus, rolling it down with us. We're talking college basketball. Quick score check right now. The West Virginia Mountaineers have taken a 4-point lead, 50-46 right now. One thing I noticed here, there hasn't been as many fouls. It's interesting. Baylor got into early foul trouble in the second half. In the first half, they racked up like five early fouls. They only have two so far in the second half through about 8 minutes, 7.5 minutes of play. But the in-game total is right on the number right now. So it's a sweat job. So let's get into as many games we possibly can. We got big man on campus kicking it with us. And just one thing about Michigan. You and I talked about Michigan before the year started. There were question marks about Smith coming over from Columbia and an Ivy League point guard, but he's fit right in. Nobody knew Dickinson was going to be as good as he was. But really, big man, Livers is starting to heat up now, bro. Livers is starting to heat up now before it was everyone else. Like, Michigan are a deep team. They have a lot of guys that can get you, man. He scored 16 or more points in five of the last seven games, big man.
Yeah, he shot the ball really well, too. I mean, 46% on the season from three. He doesn't shoot, a good amount. I'm actually blown away. I didn't know it was 103. He shot the ball really well. I mean, as good as you can find, really. He's not turning the ball over. He's just been that really good wing presence that every good team needs. And you have him on one side, and you have Wagner on the other. Wagner was kind of irritating in that what game was it? The Ohio State game. But ultimately, he's played very well since. I love this team. I'm very, very high on them. I love everything about them.
The Wagner brothers, my other main man, Washington Wizards playing tonight, 7 o'clock. Don't worry. We haven't forgotten about our Wizards. Okay, so Cam, you're laying the points with Michigan. We all agree. I should note, Illinois can't stop anybody right now. Four straight overs right now for Illinois. Total's $1.45 tonight. Just throwing it out there. I think this game's going to get there and go over the number. I think Michigan.
You're going to have major problems defensively in this game with Dickinson and Coburn's just slow. It's going to get ugly, I have a feeling.
Okay, so Auburn and Alabama, guys. I thought Alabama are a little overrated. So everyone's in love with his Bama team, and good for them. Congratulations to them. They're a great accomplishment of what these guys have done, winning the football championship. Just to put it in perspective, it's the first time in 19 years Alabama won the basketball conference championship. First time in 45 years Alabama sweeps football and basketball. First time in 45 years. That's all cute and stuff, but Auburn isn't playing in any postseason tournaments, and they're coming off a nice big win the other day, big man. And I like teams that basically this is it for them. You know what I mean? It's a heated rival. It's Alabama. They've got no. They're not playing in a conference tournament. They're not playing in the real tournament. This is it. So Auburn is playing with house money. I like teams like this that are playing with house money and are more motivated. It's a lot of points tonight. I know they can get smoked, but. Yeah, I'm intrigued by Auburn's angle here. What's your take on this game, big man?
Yeah, I mean, the first time they played, it was 94-90. It was a wild game, back and forth, up and down. It was, if you remember, Sharif Cooper, it was his first game. He scored 26 points to get 9 assists. He was terrific. I'm getting some info that he may play tonight. I saw him on the court warming up, so he may play, which could be a nice injection into this Auburn lineup. I was blown away with how good they were on Saturday. Without him, Justin Powell's been out. They go out and beat Tennessee. Pretty impressive. I'm looking at this game, though, and I'm thinking, like, where do the stops come from here? You look at the first time they played, it was 94-90, as I said. Neither team shot over 31% from three. They were just up and down. It was downhill basketball. It was just incredible to watch. You may get Cooper back. You're going to get Quinterly back for Alabama, who didn't play the first time. Very downhill-oriented, I think, tonight. Both teams are very quick from a pace perspective. I don't love late-season overs, but I think you made an interesting point about this is kind of it for Auburn. And Alabama, I think, should score at will against Auburn's defense. Auburn has had major trouble stopping anyone all year. So I'm going to lean over.
They got to 184 points. Yeah, you said they got to 184 points. Cam, what do you think about the heated rival? The old – it's not the Iron Bowl. What, Iron Court? Iron Court? What do they call this?
I don't know why the hell you'd call it.
Ironwood.
I like that. It sounds like a golf course. Like, hello, I'm Phil Mickelson. Ironwood. Welcome to Ironwood. Bring your wallet. Yeah, I will say this. 11 points is a lot of points. Big man, you are right. I'm more of a sides man than a total man, but I don't see where the defense comes from either. And in a rivalry game, and you're giving me double digits, I'd probably lean Auburn in this spot, Gabe. This game didn't hit my radar as I have a couple games in the Horizon League tournament that I'm featured, but maybe a small sprinkle. But I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't be taking the favorite in this spot. No way. I don't lay 11 points with Alabama.
Hey, guys, I will say this, too. Like, you look at the totals. Like, look at Auburn, Gabe. Like, look at every game they play. I mean, every game is, like, 87, 82. I mean, this team gave up 104 to LSU, give up 82 to Kentucky.
They're there to have fun. Like, you know what I mean? Not playing for anything. Bruce Pearl's like, yeah, whatever, guys. Let's just go and bomb away, man. Let's just
try to score more than they do.
Yeah. So that's why I like them. If you're playing without fear, that's why, like, we talk about the Washington Wizards. Everybody laughed at the Wizards earlier. Yeah, it's not so funny now, is it? Like, they're 8-1 in their last 9 games or something like that. It's not so funny, is it? When you play a fearless team that just shoots and shoots and shoots.
Mm-hmm.
And has a coach that's along for the ride like Brooks is right now. All right, so let's keep it moving in college basketball here. I spoke – this is a big game, guys. Tonight, Georgia Tech and Duke. Duke coming off the loss against Louisville. Georgia Tech starting to put it together a little bit. They had a slow start. They're still on the bubble right now, Georgia Tech. They could use this win. I think they're tournament worthy, but people don't like those early season bad losses that they had. They got blown out by Mercer, as big man knows. Pastner says we've now learned how to win. Yellow Jackets have clinched a winning record in the ACC in back-to-back seasons for the first time since 89 and 90. They've won 13 of their last 14 conference home games, guys. Pretty damn impressive. They're quietly putting something together here, this Yellow Jacket team, including 7-1 at home in conference games this year. I don't know if I'm in love with Moses Wright basically saying, I know we're better than Duke. You got to shut up, all right? It's still Duke. Cam, I'll start with you on this one. Are you ready to sting somebody, or are you worried about getting stung?
Yeah, don't tell me. I'm always worried about something. I'm always worried about getting stung with those murder hornets. But I'll tell you, Georgia Tech, I like the situation with these guys. You said it. They've been good at home. And you know what it is, Gabe? I'm not going to lie to the people. It's personal with Duke. I don't like that institution. You know, I like to bet against them when I can. We took Louisville this weekend, and that felt good. I'd love to see just
that institution.
I speak like a guy who went to community college and didn't go to Duke because we didn't have I couldn't have got there even if we had the scratch. Give me the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in this spot. I think they can get it done. You're right. I don't like to hear players get too cocky before the game, but I think they understand how important it is.
Big man.
Yeah, I kind of make the thought of I don't love betting on these types of teams. I think people make the mistakes of getting way too enamored with bubble teams. Look, most teams like this are bubble teams for a reason. They're not very good. I mean, that's the issue. And, yeah, I think Georgia Tech is, if I had to play it, the side I would take, this is their own, they have to win this game. You're not going to get anything out of beating Wake. This is a big-time game. It's a revenge game, as you said. But I am really concerned about their perimeter defense. I watched Matthew Hurt just absolutely destroy a team like, Syracuse or Virginia. This is a Georgia Tech team that is 12th in the ACC in three-point defense. I've got some major concerns about it. I think the over is kind of fascinating here. I mean, Georgia Tech's not exactly fast, but, I think both teams are pretty solid offensively. Duke has shown they can't defend anybody. I think this is a kind of first of 75 wins to me, but I don't like getting involved in these types of games. They're bad for a reason. They're bubble teams for a reason.
Big man on campus kicking it with us. All right, let's get into what do we see on the horizon. We're mixing it up. We're going from the big time to the horizon right now. And I'm a longtime Cleveland State guy, big man. When it comes to the horizon, as Cam knows, I'm a Viking. I have been for years, a long time. Cleveland State, baby. Stipe Miocic, too. Of course, UFC champion is a Cleveland State Viking. So Purdue, Fort Wayne, and Cleveland State tonight. These guys have just played. They just played twice, like basically like last week type of deal. All right. In fact, Cleveland State, it's their last, that was the last game that they played. So the last team that they played was against this same team twice. And they actually lost once. So I think, you know, Cleveland State, you know, they're going to basically, I think that Purdue Fort Wayne will have Cleveland State's attention tonight, just after playing them two times. But we talked about this last week, Cam. And remember, yep. Dave asked, what do you guys think about the Horizon conference? And I said, if there's one conference that the best teams never seem to win and and go to the NCAA tournament, it's the Horizon, big man in camp.
Always.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
Big time teams always get upset in this tournament, but I don't think they're going to get upset out of the gate. But do you think they cover the number? What do you think, Cam? We got 30 seconds. We'll get big man's take on the other side. What do you think about Cleveland State tonight?
IPFU, I think that's the play here. I don't want to go against Cleveland State, Gabe, but I think the dog's very, very dangerous. And I look at the other games, too. I know we'll talk about the Wright State game and the Youngstown State game and all these. Basically, I think if you bet Horizon League dogs, you'll do better. You'll win more money than you lose. That's just the
way. Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling crime novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in the satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta now, only on Prime Video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's been.
All right, we'll get you caught up to date with the Baylor-West Virginia game. We're going to get into the NBA and more. Game Time Decision continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Renzi kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart. This is as long as Cam is gone in a couple of weeks. It's been 38 full minutes without the words hockey, NHL, pucks, Ron Rubber. Although we did share a mini hockey story earlier about hitting a referee with a puck. But we've got a bunch of 7 o'clock games and we're going to get to them. As well, we got NBA, college basketball. Let's keep this thing rolling right now. I want to get to as many picks as possible. So let's blast through this Horizon stuff right now. We were talking about Cleveland State. So Cleveland State are -7.5 right now against IPFW, and it's always confusing with these names. I got to be honest, IPFW and IUPUI are the teams that I've probably screwed up the most over the years. Where I always have to do a double take. I'm like, which one is it? Wisconsin-Milwaukee and Wisconsin-Green Bay, who thank God have finally changed their name to just Milwaukee and Green Bay. I think Cleveland State get it done. I think it's going to be close to the number, though, guys. I say Cleveland State win this game by like 9-10 points, Cam.
Yeah, I was thinking around the same. They win by like 5 or 6. I think it's going to hover around the number. Kind of lean dog in this spot. These are going to be very small plays just for fun. We're going to have a lot of action tonight, Gabe. But, I just learned, when you lay points in this conference, you get burned. But maybe it happens later on in the tournament. But we will see. I don't know. I think it's just a lot of points there. I usually take the dog.
Wright State, big man. Wright State's like 13 against Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Totals 151.5. Any opinion on that one?
Yeah, you made a comment about, and you're right. I mean, most of the time, the number one team in this conference does not win it. I actually did play Wright State. I thought minus 180 was too low. I thought they're significantly better than everyone in this conference. As far as tonight, I'm just kind of rooting in the future. I don't want them to lose. They're not going to lose. They beat up Milwaukee, scored 90-plus in both games against. They struggle a little bit, so I think there's a reason to maybe have some interest in maybe the doggy here at a big number, but I'm really just worrying about them moving on and advancing. Not a game I played.
Michigan State Spartans, guys. Big game here for Tom Izzo. Shout out to Doug and the Slugs in the Windy City, Chicago. We're coming for you, Doug. Big game. Big game for the Spartans because you got Michigan twice this week. Not once, but twice. Although, as a Michigan Wolverine fan, I'm not really looking forward to playing Michigan State twice to wrap up the season. Crazy way. We got to go back-to-back against the Michigan State Spartans, really. It's going to be heated, man. But Michigan State, I have to worry about Indiana tonight yet. I like, you know, Michigan State are starting to turn it up a notch here, big man. They're like 3.5 points against the Hoosiers. They want Miller's head on a platter there in Bloomington right now. Total's 135. What do you make of this Big Ten matchup tonight?
Yeah, I think people are a little too enamored with Michigan State, another team that, you know, is kind of are what they are. And I think people saw that over the weekend in a loss at Maryland, and they scored 55. I just don't think this team's very good. I think Indiana, for the most part, has been, you know, pretty solid. I know they've struggled lately. They're not going to have Armon Franklin tonight, another big loss. He takes a lot of shots. He's important to what they do offensively. A game I have no interest in betting. I'll kind of root in. Actually, I'm not really going to root in Tom Izzo because I couldn't care less if he makes it. I don't think at this point he's the greatest guy. But, I was just kind of average in this one. It seems like whenever Archie Miller's on this hot seat, they find a way to get one of these weird wins, like beating Iowa twice or something. So, yeah, gun to my head, if I could get maybe four, maybe a little interest in Indiana. But people are enamored with Michigan State. I'm not sure why.
This line screams trap. It's a trap, man. I got to be honest, Gabe. When you look at that line, it should be 5.5 the way Michigan State's been playing recently. Indiana's got problems. Like that, just this line feels like a bait card.
Same team, Indiana and the Sixers.
Well, we saw a lot of bait lines and other things like on the ice, and it was a lot of bait. I'm just telling you, like, it's just sometimes they set traps. I don't understand why Michigan State's not more than a 3.5 point favorite. What do you think?
I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. If you're just joining us right now, Cam Stewart's 5-star lock of the month, Indiana plus the points tonight.
I didn't say that. I don't even think I don't even want to bet this game. I just think this game's got danger written all over it, man. That's all.
I'm a dangerous State. Man. Mm-hmm. I like to live dangerously. What can I say?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to stay away from it.
give me Michigan State. I hate betting on teams that I dislike, but it is what it is.
That's another thing.
All right, so just random games on the board. I'll blast through here, big man. If you like anything, let us know here. Xavier to Georgetown tonight. We talked about Milwaukee and Wright State already. We've got Wisconsin. Obviously, the Wisconsin game this evening. Wisconsin, big game for the Badgers against Purdue. What do you make of this Big Ten game here tonight, big man?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's a big game. I don't think this really means a whole lot to Wisconsin, to be real frank with you. They're in the tournament. I think the goal now is just get to the Big Ten tournament, see what you can do there. This has been a really disappointing group. Brad Davison has been a complete mess. Their bigs have become unplayable, frankly. And outside of Demetriac Trice, there's just been no one that has stepped up and made shots, coupled with the fact you got to go on the road here. And you're going to play a Purdue team. Let me tell you something. This is a team to keep an eye on. They have gotten better and better defensively. They have a kid, Eric Hunter, who's just locked down defender. I expect him to do some good things against Trice. And their big, Trevion Williams, I think, is a match a problem. This is a big game for Purdue, looking to get a double bye here if they can win their final two games. I want to avoid as many games I can as playing in the Big Ten tournament. So I think you get a good home Purdue team who's very good in West Lafayette. I like this play here with Purdue.
I'll tell you what, Kev, if you look at Purdue for the last five games, all right, they're 4-1, but They're smoking teams, double-digit wins across the board, double-digit wins against Michigan State, go to Nebraska, beat them by 17, go to Penn State, beat them by 21. Purdue is starting to dial it up here right now. I think Wisconsin, like you said, big man, it's not a big game in the sense that they're both going to the tournament. They're both in, but Purdue is trending upwards right now.
Yeah, they are.
And is thinking about doing big things. Meanwhile, the wheels seem to be falling off for Wisconsin right now. Yes. Purdue at home, very short price. I don't know. This game feels like a trap to me, Cam.
Why I agree with you again. I know. That's. I'm getting scared here. Like, there can't be traps everywhere. Something's got to be safe. I feel like, Gabe, you're sitting there, and there's a big, big, beautiful roast there, and I go to grab it, Mr. Burns hits the button. I'm down in the dungeon with the dogs. Yeah, yeah, the bear's going to be trapped. You make sense, though, big man. They got to win. If Purdue wins the game, right?
Yeah, they need to make shots, and I haven't trusted them all year to do that. You know, I thought they really were, you know, they just took too much against that Illinois game. It was Dimitri Trice, and that's it. I lean Purdue, especially at home. If this were on the road, maybe I'd agree with you, but I trust Purdue. They're playing very well right now.
We got Youngstown State at Oakland this evening. More conference tournament action. The Grizzlies laying 3 points here. Oakland minus three. What do you make of that, actually? Youngstown State are the better basketball team.
Yeah, Youngstown got back Quisenberry, who's the best player on the court. They're a different team with him. I don't love this game. I actually like Detroit, Northern Kentucky. I think Detroit Mercy's in a pretty good spot. I'll tell you what, this is a good basketball team, guys.
That's they the sleeper, big man. That's the dark sleeper here in this conference. Detroit, you read my mind. Detroit.
Antoine Davis is incredible. This is one of the best scorers in the country. He plays about 96% of the – I mean, he's huge to what they do. He scored 46 last game against Robert Morris. He scored 20 or more in every game after January 1st. He is incredible. And what I like about Detroit this year is it's not just him. They have other guys that have stepped up. They had this kid, Noah Waterman, get injected into this team after some eligibility issues, and he's really spaced the floor. This is a really good three-point shooting team. And when you play Northern Kentucky, if you can make threes against that zone, you're going to have some real success. I wonder about whether Northern Kentucky can make shots. I like Detroit Mercy. I think this is an interesting team. Wouldn't be surprised if they're a sleeper, as Gabe said. Mike Davis has a good team with his son as the star.
I tell you what, though, both these teams are red hot coming into this, man. Detroit Mercy, 9-1 in their last 10 games, 8-1-1 against the spread. Northern Kentucky, 8-2 straight up, 8-2 ATS. I'm calling the upset tonight, though. I say Youngstown go into Auburn Hills and beat them.
I agree.
I say they go into Auburn Hills and beat them tonight, Cam. Youngstown wins outright tonight.
I'm
not taking the money line. I'll take the 3 points, but I say
I'll take the points too, but I almost think the wrong team's favored. Like, I don't know. I think they just got a wrong line on this. I'm with Youngstown State. Give me the Penguins, and I'm with you guys on Detroit too. I think they get it done. I know the Norse have been like kings of the conference for a few years. It's usually them battling Wright State, but I'm going to go with Detroit in that spot too.
What about the over in that game? This game should get after it, shouldn't it? Come on, Detroit and Northern Kentucky, big
man. I think my concern with Northern Kentucky is, you know, I don't know if they can make shots like Detroit can, and that's the concern. I mean, Detroit's not exactly a good defensive team, but I really just wanted to highlight Detroit, and I think they win the game. It should probably find its way over, but I'm more impressed with what Detroit did over the final month of the season. You know, you see with Northern Kentucky, there's a lot of bad teams they played outside of Wright State. They've also been off for 12 days, which is not COVID related. They were just off for 12 days. I actually like the fact that Detroit played on, you know, 6-7 days ago. That's a little helpful here. I think they're kind of just on endurance right now. I like Antoine Davis. He's the difference in this game, if you ask me.
I'm pulling the trigger on the over here, too. Detroit have scored 82 or more points, Cam, in six in the last seven games. They're an offensive juggernaut. And I think Northern Kentucky can get we'll get into the 70s. This game should come down to the wire. Northern Kentucky are also an over team. Northern Kentucky guys 5-1 to the over in their last six overall games as well. Fun games tonight. All right, big man. So before we get you out of here, is there a game that we left on the board that you like tonight that we didn't talk about?
Yeah, you know, I think we pretty much hit everything. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things here.
They told me before when we did this show, FanDuel is sponsor and everybody's happy with the show, but they said, you know, just always try to get to as many games as you can.
Right.
I think we break world records. I don't know how many shows we can get to.
I'm going to tell you this.
We did 18 games.
I agree. I guarantee you this. There's no show in North America that talked about Detroit Mercy, Youngstown State Penguins, and the Wright State Raiders today on their shows with betting lines.
I bet you we talked about the Youngstown State game longer than the local Youngstown local news does.
I agree. That's great.
I will say this. I think you guys have a show that not many others are doing. I think the only other person to probably do this would be me if I ever did a show. I like talking about this kind of stuff. But yeah, you're right. There isn't much. Guys, weirdly enough, I think you guys are way more infatuated with this card than I am. I think it's pretty tough, to be honest. I think there are a couple spots, but, you know, I have some really hard times with some of these
games.
We're
just B-Jets.
That's true.
You haven't even got to my 20 hockey bets yet. Like, I basically have thousands
or
of
the NBA.
Tonight.
Or the NBA. Midnight in the NBA tonight.
Yes. Good point,
St. Joe's tomorrow. Keep an eye on that group. That team is playing really well.
You're damn right.
A-10 tournament. Mm-hmm. They're going to beat LaSalle tomorrow. I like that spot early, 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Right. What's this kid? Ryan Daly? Yeah, I trust this kid. Let's get it. Let's go. St. Joe's, the Hawks. Thanks, big man.
Thank you, guys.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
Later, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great stuff with Big Man on Campus. We've got Dave Sharapan ready to step up and into the second hour. We're really rolling. Show's kicking ass. If you know a better show, then go listen to it and suck it and don't come back because I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. It must be, like I said, if there's a better show to watch and listen to right now, go do it because it must be really good because this is pretty good. It must be. You know, it's like Vince Lombardi. Vince Lombardi, the Green Bay Packers camp. We're out partying and stuff all the time. Even in the old days, nothing changed. Even with Vince Lombardi. Yeah. So they used to break curfew all the time. Vince Lombardi said, listen, and they were only going to the local bar type thing, getting drunk.
Exactly.
So he said, listen, I heard you guys were out last night. He goes, $100 fine. It's like 1967 type thing. $100 fine each. Found out they did it again later in a week. He goes, I heard you guys were out like getting hammered again last night.
Yeah.
He goes, $500 fine. All right. $500 fine.
Yep.
And then he tells him the punchline. And he goes, and I'll tell you what, if anyone ever goes again, it's going to be $1,000 fine. But he goes, I want you to call me before you go, because if you guys are willing to pay all this money all the time in fines, it must be some party over there. Right. So Vince Lombardi. You know what Scotty Bowman used to do? Scotty Bowman was a big jerk, right? The coach, the Montreal Canadiens. Yep. These guys were doing blow, and these guys were going hard in the 70s and stuff. So Scotty Bowman, he had a curfew, but everyone always broke it. So Bowman paid off the doorman of the hotel, and he gave him a bunch of hockey sticks. He used to give the doorman at the hotel a bunch of hockey sticks, and he'd say, listen, whenever these guys come in, get an autograph. Whenever a player comes in, get them to autograph a stick. And he goes, and then Bowman would call them out at practice. He goes, you were out until like 4 a.m. last night. No, I was asleep, coach. You signed a stick for the bellhop. Bowman would bust a stick out. He goes, who signed a stick at 4 a.m? Who is that? Like, that's how like diabolical Bowman was, man.
He is diabolical.
I told you, hops to like spy on his players.
I told you when I was doing my journey to the cup, this guy wanted me out, man. Bowman got me kicked out of the rink.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No